Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos. In this episode, we are on the road. The 2019 Jimmy and Rosalind Carter Work Project for Habitat for Humanity. The former president and Mrs. Carter were here all week, as were Garth Brooks and Tricia Yearwood. And Bill Cody caught up with Garth and Tricia on the work site.
Bill Cody with Tricia Yearwood and Garth Brooks, the Nashville build, Habitat for Humanity. I looked it up, Tricia. From Monticello, Georgia to Plains, Georgia is 112 miles. It takes 2 hours and 4 minutes, according to Google Maps.
This is true.
You have a deep connection to this project and to the former president and first lady.
Yeah, I mean, being a Georgia girl and seeing someone from your home state become president of the United States when you're a kid, you're like, okay, that's motivating. You can do anything. And, I mean, really, it was a really big deal. I remember vividly, even though I wasn't old enough to vote for him. And just seeing what they've done since leaving office, the work they do in the world, they are such an example to us of the kind of humans to be, the kind of marriage to have, just the kind of people to be in the world. I mean, really, they embody the spirit of this of what Habitat's all about.
The celebrity that comes with being a president is not unlike the celebrity that the two of you enjoy. And as I sit here and I look around and the build is going on and things are winding down, what life lessons, Garth, do you take away from this particular event?
I think you just realize that this comes down to two people, not black or white, not race, not any kind of religious preference. It comes down to those that can help and those that need help. And you put them together, and then all of a sudden those that need help become those that can help. And it just keeps going down the line. So that's the bond that joins us all here. And it's funny, man. President Carter said it best. He said, love builds hope. And once you have hope, it's good. So this is what love builds.
Tell us about sweat equity. That's a term you hear thrown around here. People may not know that the homeowner is involved in a part of their particular home build, right?
Yeah, Habitat's thing is a hand up, not a handout. And so the homeowners work really hard. They have to qualify for a loan. They have to fill out this big process. They don't always, you don't get accepted the first time. Sometimes a woman we talked to today, it was her third try to get a home. So there's a real pride of ownership because you work hard for it. And our homeowners, everybody on these houses they're swinging a hammer, they're measuring, they're cutting pieces on the saw, they're helping build their house. And if you aren't able to physically do that, you put in sweat equity in another way. You might work in the office doing bulk mailings, or you have to work for it, and it creates a pride of ownership. And once you get that roof over your head, it creates a sense of responsibility, a sense of self-esteem. Your children thrive. I mean, statistics show the grades are better. It's just, it really is, it's the beginning of what you said, it's hope.
Is there anonymity for either one of you here that you're working along somebody and they have no idea who you are with your celebrity until the week wears on and they go, oh, now wait a minute,
you
it's coming together.
I don't think it matters who you are. It's just how much work are you getting done?
Yeah.
You talk to offensive linemen in football all the time. They got these big star quarterbacks, and they don't care. They just want to know, are you going to move that ball down that field?
Yeah.
Because we're working our ass off up here. That's all they care over there. Are you going to, hey, good for you that you sing.
Can
are
you work a skill saw?
I was going to ask you, is separate subs, if you're contractors or subcontractors, what's your A game, Garth?
No, my A game is people.
Okay.
So I hire people. So that crew over there is the best on the planet. And the first person I would hire is sitting to my right.
So
she doesn't let anything go. She's picky, which pisses me off because I want to move fast. She's picky, and she goes, you know what? The fact that this isn't our home, but it's somebody else's means we should be 10 times, more. And I'm like, holy cow. And so she just cracks the whip, and everything's got to be exactly right. There's a level every time you turn around, which is not the way I do things. And so
is the kitchen the biggest room in the house? That's what I want to know.
Of course. Huh? No, the thing is, here's what I think. It's like Garth is great on the jobs nobody else wants. So getting up on the roof, which is a little bit dangerous, he's that guy. And if you need something heavy lifted, I mean, this, and no offense to the guys, guys, but letting the female crews go around. We had a lot of women on our house go around and wrap the house. They said we don't want any wrinkles. It looked like you wrapped a Christmas present. We did a great job. And the siding, it's like we're precise. Women are precise. And the woman that's living in this house is working with us. And so she's watching me level that board and making – I want to make sure she goes, yeah, that looks level. It looks good. So it is that. It's that pride of wanting to do a good job for the person that's going to live in the house.
Well, that's a perfect transition into every girl in this town and the tour and all the girls that are going out.
Yeah.
Share that with our audience.
Well, it felt like if we're going to do every girl on tour, that our openers should also be girls. So we have a handful of different females going out. One is my good friend Cam Ritchie, who I've worked with many times. She's going to be doing the first set of shows. We just kind of want to spread the love around because we're having this conversation about women in country music. And so there's some up-and-comers. Kaylee Hammack is one who are going to come out and open and just to give them an opportunity for hopefully somebody who may not know their music to hear them. Just to try to just show people the amazing female talent that is in Nashville.
Yeah, and you started at home. Is that any more nerve-wracking than starting any other tour? At the Symphony Center, I might add.
My husband can tell you how nervous I was.
Of Garth standing side stage looking through the door on your Twitter account with total admiration, and there you were center stage.
He was there. He was my strength. I needed to know he was over there behind that door. I was so nervous because I did want to do well. It's Nashville. It's home. And it's the symphony. There's all sorts of things rolling through my head. Nervous about it, yeah. And I feel a little bit better having that under my belt. So now I'm going to Atlanta next, which is also home. So once I get Atlanta under my belt, then I think I'll relax a little bit.
Garth, you ever thought about just pulling up a stool and going out and being the opening act for the Trisha Yearwood Tour?
I just want to be wherever she's at. And if they're doing all girls, they'll all dress in heels, whatever. Just a chance to play.
You know who I ran into a little while ago and said this is like the greatest week of her life was your daughter, Allie Colleen, who is here on site working.
Yeah, she's here. She's slinging a hammer.
Yeah.
Her and her oldest sister, they don't back down from nothing. So,
it's because their dad taught them how to build. They built a bridge when they were kids, and there was a summer dad-daughter project, and they were not that excited about it at the moment, but they've done that now. They have done it all.
We watched them outwork any boy on the planet. So, people are always saying, oh, my God, you got three daughters. Are you worried about them? I said, any man that wants to tangle with any one of these three, step right up and help yourself.
Have at it. Take me to Knoxville on the 16th of November, Neyland Stadium.
It's going to be loud. I hope it's not going to be freezing cold, but we played the cold before. It's just going to be loud, man. It's going to be Tennessee at its best. We're excited. People say, are you wearing orange? I don't want to give the surprise away, but hell yeah, I'm wearing orange. It's going to be fun.
And it's not Oklahoma State orange, is it?
No, it isn't. Yeah. It's that Tennessee orange. I tell you what, you'll be able to hear me. That's the kind of orange I'll be wearing.
Is there a different approach doing that and doing the dive bar tour stops in these
small
clubs? Because that's where you came up, obviously.
Not really. You better play that pretty much same set list in either one. They'll be waiting for you. But it's fun. And I got to tell you, I'm not sure which one's louder. You play 85,000 people in Denver. It was the time of my life. You go to 60,000 in Oregon the next week, and they might have been even louder at 20,000 less. And then you go into something like Green Hall in Texas with 600 people. You can't hear yourself think. It's fabulous. So I'm enjoying myself at both ends of the spectrum. But you know how it is, man. When it comes to music, it don't matter if there's 85,000 or 85. It's going to be the time of your life.
Well, the Hall of Fame, in which you are a member, and one day this lady sitting next to you
will
be in the Country Music Hall of Fame. I truly believe that. But the Hall of Fame class, just your thoughts on your fellow Hall of Fame members, and Trisha, your friends Brooks and Dunn are going in along with Ray Stevens and Jerry Bradley this year.
Well, Brooks and Dunn started a little bit before me, and so, you know, anybody that kind of came before, even a couple years before, you're kind of a fan of because you're seeing how they do it, you know, and in awe of them. And, I mean, I think – I don't know how they must have run out of speeches, you know, of thank you speeches, because how many years in a row did they win duo of the year?
Oh, yeah.
I used to go up to Ronnie at award shows and say, you know, you're the best singer in the room, right? And he just he's amazing. So I'm really happy for them. It's well deserved.
Yeah, man. And that's, you know, the one thing I'll say to the Hall of Fame, since I've been lucky enough to get to live that night, is what you want to do is live it while you can enjoy it. So my thing, too, please, any way we can do this, and let's just do it for 10 years. We do 10 years, do it 10 each for 5 years, whatever. We need to catch up. Because you talk about guys like Bradley, those guys are 50 years past when they should have gone in for sure. And now you're throwing in the songwriters and the musicians, which are the greatest in the world. We need to catch up. We really, really do. So these guys can enjoy what I promise you will be your greatest night of your career, getting to go in the Hall of Fame.
That's Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood. Yeah, you got goosebumps out here, right in the middle of an early summer, a warm early summer fall afternoon at the Nashville build of Habitat for Humanity. You both make the world a better place. Thank you for joining us.
So do you, Cody. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. We'll see you next time on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.